How's it going, Yankee fans? Welcome back to Fireside Yankees with your boys, Alex and Ryan. So the Gerrit Cole news is non-existent just yet. We don't know what's going to happen there, at least until after today's game. Aaron Boone is expected to speak to the media. Maybe we get more information. Maybe we don't. However, the trade market is certainly heating up for the Yankees in terms of Dylan Cease. There are talks going on. Still not very optimistic anything gets done. They obviously wanted Spencer Jones. Yankees said no. Jones goes on to have a tremendous spring training. Now we're like, hell no. So I think we're all on the same page here. Spencer Jones is not on the trade block, and he should not be. Neither should Jason Dominguez, for what it's worth. But I do believe if they were to get Cease, it would have to include Chase Hampton or Will Warren, if not both of them. So we'll see how the Yankees approach this. But one other free agent that we want to discuss is Michael Lorenzen. This is a player that Ryan absolutely despises. I'm just kidding. He doesn't actually despise him, but he does not like him that much for the Yankees. He's going to kind of break it down for you. And the reason being, you cannot replace Gerrit Cole's production with Michael Lorenzen. It's like just a shot in the foot, if not both of your kneecaps. So Ryan, you know, looking at Michael Lorenzen, what are your thoughts about him? And obviously we hold our breath continuously for Gerrit Cole. I'm on life support right now. Need help. Don't want to call an ambulance until the news actually breaks, but we'll see how it goes. What are your thoughts right now in terms of Lorenzen, what he would offer the Yankees if they did go in that direction?
Yeah, so if we sign Michael Lorenzen, I don't think I'd be very happy. Like, I just, like, obviously there's the he can't replace Cole, which, like, okay, I'm going to just get this out the way now. Whenever we're talking about, like, somebody to add to the rotation or to fill out a spot in the rotation, obviously, Alex and I aren't suggesting that anybody can replace Gerrit Cole. Like, I just want to get, for all the commenters who are ready to go, you can't replace Cole. Like, we understand. Don't get me wrong. I was on the verge of tears for the entire podcast when we first talked about the Cole injury. So trust me, I understand the weight of this potential injury. But getting back to Michael Lorenzen specifically here, I wouldn't just be upset because he isn't good. I would be upset because of what it means, it means they can't start. I don't see a reason why Michael Lorenzen should be considered a better option than Will Warren or even Luke Weaver, right? Like, Luke Weaver's on the 40-man roster. They signed him to be their sixth starter. Now, this is a conversation we can have later on the podcast, and this is definitely a point I want to bring up. You know, Luke Weaver's probably the fifth guy. And I know he was dealing with a stiff neck, but apparently he's fine. It was just like a precautionary thing. They're not always the most transparent with injuries, but I feel pretty confident in saying he's probably okay. You know, Lorenzen just, I know he put up a 4.18 ERA, which is like slightly better than average, but he struck out 17.8% of batters faced. That's gross in a bad way. Like, usually we talk about gross, it's good for pitchers. That stinks. That's bad. It's not good at all. It plummeted as the season went on. The peripherals are bad. He pitched in a pretty favorable ballpark in Detroit. The second he got out of that favorable ballpark and out of the AL Central, which is an atrocious division, he got crushed when he got to the NL East. I don't trust this guy to get the ball every fifth day. I don't trust this guy to get swings and misses. I don't trust this guy to, get outs in a way that I can say is great. He's not like a heavy ground ball guy either. He had a 41% ground ball rate. He's got a below average ground ball rate. He had an 8% barrel rate allowed. Like, this is a guy who gets hit hard, who doesn't strike out a lot of guys, who has a mediocre walk rate this past year, but in years past has always had walk issues. Yes, he had 153 innings, and that's desirable because the Yankees don't have a lot of innings that you can say that they don't have a lot of inning eaters, but I just don't buy into the profile. I don't. In regards to other guys, again, Weaver, I think Weaver, they liked Weaver. They gave him a $2 million contract. It's LB guaranteed. Some of the tweaks he's made are interesting. I don't love him as a starter, referring to Weaver. I think he's a fun signing, kind of like a nice spot every now and then, you know, fill out a spot on the rotation, go 4 or 5 innings. I don't think he's a every fifth day kind of guy. And I feel that way about him, not to disparage Weaver, just to say I don't really buy into the profile that much. There's a reason he only got $2 million. And end of the day, like, if you're going to add a guy to the 40-man roster, just call up Will Warren. Like, I'm throwing this out now. If Gerrit Cole's out for an extended period of time, and I mean anything above a month, Will Warren should be the fifth starter. He should be. I mean, it's not close to me. Luis Gil, I understand they have to build him up. He didn't really pitch at all last year. He threw like 3 innings, and he has to be built up a little bit. I'm fine building him up in AAA. Clayton Beter has 2 pitches. Not entirely sure he's a starter. I like the profile, but I'm more like interested. Not like, oh my God, this guy's clearly a starter. Will Warren's legitimately a starting pitcher. Will Warren can actually start. His stuff is actually good. He might actually get a bunch of swings and misses. He can put the ball on the ground. He's a guy I look at and say, he has the chance to be an impactful starter. And if you look at some of the better starters in the league, a lot of them were guys, in the rookie year, they instantly hit the ground running. That doesn't mean that you don't have growing pains as a rookie. Volpe had growing pains. A lot of guys we called up last year were atrocious for the first few weeks. Even Wells was awful in his first few starts. You know, if I look at a guy like Will Warren, there's a reason why Hal Steinbrenner mentioned him alongside a guy like Spencer Jones as people he would like the organization not to trade. They have faith in this kid. Let him start. Like, let him be the guy. I don't need to find out if Michael Lorenzen's better than awful. You know what I mean? Like, I don't need to find that out. I know he's not good. He hasn't been signed. He's probably going for nothing. Alex, no reason to sign him. He's not that good. That's my verdict.
I mean, yeah, right. Like, he's not that good. And look, if the Yankees want to go with a player that's a little bit with more upside, go with your young guys. You kind of referenced it. Like, why go with Michael Lorenzen? There's no reason. Give Will Warren those reps. He's looked pretty solid in spring training. I think he's going to get even better with more opportunities. He's ready to go. He's got the upside you like. And look, Chase Hampton's right behind him. Chase Hampton's probably like half a year away from the Yankees saying, damn, like, this kid deserves to be in the majors. You know what I mean? Look, you can't replace Gerrit Cole. You can't even supplement Gerrit Cole. This isn't Moneyball where the Yankees are trying to get strikeouts. You know what I mean? Like, Michael Lorenzen, by the way, is like barely throws any strikeouts to begin with. So you're not even going to be able to replicate that. You know, this is a situation where the Yankees couldn't afford to lose three players. And it was Juan Soto, Aaron Judge, and Gerrit Cole. And in the same 2 days, Aaron Judge has an MRI on his abdominal section. Gerrit Cole is now, we're waiting to hear the worst news of the year for us. So it's like, this situation is worst case scenario. We had gotten through spring training. It was way too quiet. There was not any injuries leading up to this for the most part, knock on wood, even further. And then this happens. And it's like, we really, is our season going to be over before it even starts? Like, that's the thought going through every Yankee fan's mind right now. And Michael Lorenzen does not help quell that concern. Dylan Cease helps at least eat into it, but he doesn't quell it. And I think that, you know, Blake Snell's the only alternative where I could say, he's an ace. You know what I mean? Like, you go get Blake Snell because he's an ace and he can help at least eat into a good chunk of what Gerrit Cole could produce. But the Yankees aren't spending the money. It's $60 million because of the 110% luxury tax situation. So, you know, what do you do if you're Brian Cashman? What do you do if you're Hal Steinbrenner and you have to kind of face the reality that if you don't have Cole, your season is in jeopardy, and not just in jeopardy. Your season could be completely over before it starts. You know, Aaron Judge and Juan Soto, hell of play, like hell of a dynamic there, hell of a duo, but they can't pitch for this team. This isn't a Shohei Ohtani situation where you have one guy that can pitch and hit at an elite level. That's kind of the benefit of having Ohtani. Again, he can't pitch this year, but they went out and got Tyler Glass now, brought in some good arms. So, you know, and of course, you have Yamamoto as well over there. The Yankees missing on a Yamamoto may end up becoming the thing that stabs us in the face. You know what I mean? We said we have to get Yamamoto. They refuse to go after over this certain number. And the truth is, now we sit here, Ryan, and we ask ourselves, without Yamamoto, like, he would have been our 1A, 1B situation. And now we're stuck. Now we have Marcus Stroman on opening day, most likely. Like, it's not good. It's not good. And I hate to be doom and gloom right now, because that's not what I'm trying to say. That we still don't know what's happening on Cole. He could come back. But more so, what I'm trying to get across is that there is no replacing him. You know what I mean? Even if you get Blake Snell, even if you get Jordan Montgomery or Dylan Cease, they don't even closely represent what Cole does to this team. A durable inning eater that just shows up every single week and dominates. You know what I mean? You don't get it very often. That guy, he walks into a World Series, you know you're getting A-plus ball from him. You know what I mean? That's the type of situation the Yankees are facing, A-plus ball in the highest leverage moments. You can't replace that. And right now, we hold our breath and we pray to the baseball gods to save us and that he comes back healthy. But Michael Lorenzen ain't cutting it, and the Yankees have to be aware of that. So, you know, guys, would love to hear your thoughts about this in the YouTube comment section. As always, my friends, make sure to like and subscribe. We'll have a video out for you as soon as we get any more information on Cole. Hopefully it's positive. Hopefully we're smiling and happy, but it's too soon to tell. Of course, I know you guys are feeling the same way. As I said, like and subscribe as always, and we'll catch you guys on the next Fireside Yankees episode.